Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The House committee looking into the toxic workplace allegations against the Washington Commanders NFL team and its owner, Dan Snyder, has delivered a scathing report detailing decades of sexual harassment from team executives and that Snyder interfered with investigations by both the NFL and the House committee, with the report citing obstruction and witness intimidation. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by ESPN investigative reporter Tisha Thompson. She writes about this for ESPN and has been reporting on Dan Snyder throughout the investigation. So, Tisha, bring us up to speed here. Tell us more about the details laid out in the report.
Well, it really points the finger at Dan Snyder specifically. For a long time, Snyder, through his attorneys, has tried to deflect blame onto others, saying that he was a hands-off kind of owner and that this was the responsibility, this culture that so many people in his franchise had complained about, was the culture that was created by his top executives, most specifically the former team general manager and president, Bruce Allen. This report says no. The blame lays at Dan Snyder's feet. And then, for the first time, really takes the NFL to task and says that the NFL was complicit in allowing Snyder to use private investigators that the report says the NFL knew about at the time to track former employees that Snyder felt like were speaking to the media and were potential problematic witnesses, in his opinion. And so through his attorneys, he hired private investigators. And that the report says since the NFL let him do that, they let him intimidate witnesses. And they also agreed to enter what's called a common interest agreement. It's an unusual agreement between the NFL and the team that essentially gave Dan Snyder veto power over releasing any of the findings of the league's internal investigation of him and his team. And the Congress said, as a result, it did not receive more than 40,000 documents that were related to that investigation, including the actual findings from the NFL's own investigation, essentially burying the NFL's internal investigation.
Yeah, you talk about the NFL and how they're finally being called out. But it sounds as though they have other examples in the report of the NFL covering up other investigations for other teams as well to protect owners.
Yeah, true. This is the first time Congress has pointed to other events that obviously folks at ESPN, including myself, have covered. They pointed to complaints coming out of the Carolina Panthers, complaints coming out of the Las Vegas Raiders, and then also the Dallas Cowboys franchise, which came out of reporting by my colleague Don Van Natta at ESPN, who I've been working with throughout with this Commanders investigation. And so there are multiple examples of teams that have had similar accusations lobbed at them. And Congress, this congressional committee, I should say, the oversight committee, said, you know, the NFL has an opportunity here to really take action to protect its employees, because right now the report says the NFL is putting owner interests above its own employees.
Tisha, take us back a little bit here. I know these investigations are ongoing, but what's the nature of these complaints? Can you give us any form of specifics? Are they criminal in nature?
Well, it's a very interesting question. So to take you back, this really really begins 2 decades ago, according to the employees who are making the complaint. But sort of outside of the team, begin to learn about it in 2020. And this is where I have to give a shout out to my colleagues at the Washington Post. I work at ESPN, they work at the Post. They started to do a series of investigative reports, really focusing in on how the cheerleaders in particular had been treated within the franchise and accusations of sexual harassment. That then prompts the internal investigation The internal investigation comes back about 11 months later with an announcement and a fine of $10 million against Snyder. He agrees to step back from the day-to-day operations of the team. And then it kind of settles down. Then in October of last year, folks may remember, there were media reports about racist and offensive emails that were written by John Gruden, who was the head coach of the Raiders. That jumpstarts a reexamination of what's happening with the Washington team. And it's a very complicated story about how they're all connected. If people want to learn more about it, I recommend they read our stories about it. But from that point forward, Congress gets involved. And while the congressional investigation is now closing up, it's closing a chapter, because it has now spurred multiple investigations by various governments. There is an investigation going on and a civil lawsuit that's been filed by the D.C. Attorney General dealing with the treatment of employees within the NFL and the team. But there's also an investigation that's going on in the Virginia Attorney General's office about accusations of financial improprieties that came out of this congressional investigation. We have been told that we have two sources. ESPN's been reporting that there is also a criminal inquiry going on with the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia. And so to answer your question, maybe. There may be criminal charges coming out of this, but we don't know yet. We do know that the investigation has been launched, at least with the U.S. attorney's office.
All right, Tisha, excellent and important reporting, and we really appreciate your time. Tisha Thompson writes about this particular topic for ESPN and has been reporting on Dan Snyder throughout the investigation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.